You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Hey guys, welcome to the Black Lightning After Show, episode 3. This is our Black Lightning season finale. How do you guys feel? Chapter 3, Liberation. I cannot get started without introducing my amazing co-host. I have Miss Lanisha Fisher.
What's up, you guys?
Yes, and the queen of Freeland, Miss Portia Carter.
What up, though, y'all? We yes. Live, baby.
Yes, yes. So, initial reactions. How'd you guys feel about the episode?
Blah.
I didn't want Henderson to die. I mean, I knew he was going to die, but I didn't want him to. I kind of got a little emotional with it.
Okay.
Henderson dying was like, womp, womp, womp. Because it's like, he set us up for that.
Right.
Like, if he would have never, if the actor would have never announced that he was going to end it this season and wasn't coming back, then I wouldn't expect him. Like, I was anticipating Henderson to be dead this episode. So when he died, I'm just like, all right, it was supposed to happen. I didn't get sad. I didn't feel the type of way. It was like, wah, wah, wah. Now, I ain't even going to hold y'all up. I love Black Lightning. This is, like, one of my favorite shows. Like, I am really a super, 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 super duper fan. However, this was the wackest season finale they have yet to have. We have had so many amazing season finales, so many mid-season finales. Just for them to end it like this, it's just like, what is going on?
I agree. I think that this season they touched a lot more like on heavier topics. Well, they touch on heavy topics every episode, but I feel like this season that was really driven home. And I feel like this finale that was really driven home, like Black people, Jefferson's speech at the end, Black people were used in Tuskegee.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that was great.
So I think that to me solidified the message of this episode more than it was about leaving a cliffhanger for the next season.
Yeah. And I think there was just so many storylines going on. Mm-hmm. So they kind of had to like wrap some things up.
Right. We had like six different situations, right? Like Lala, Jill Scott doing an amazing job as Lady Eve, Tobias, Grave Digger, Jace.
Like, we had so many loose ends to close.
And that's one thing I can say that I'm very grateful for. Like, I didn't walk away from this episode confused about anything or like, where do they
stand? Somebody in the chat said budget. I know that's right. When you get a whack episode, it do be the budget.
No,
I ain't even gonna hold you up.
You guys, that fighting scene with Khalil versus Khalil, you
won't
got
call
a
whack.
Big budget for that.
Yeah, I won't call it whack. It was amazing.
It was an amazing
season finale. It just wasn't the best that they could have done. Like, it wasn't like all the other ones. It didn't like have me pumped up. It didn't have me at the edge of my seat. I was just watching it like, okay, we get a little history lesson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We get a little fight for our freedom. Yeah. We get a little me versus me.
Yeah.
And then me versus my lover.
Right.
And then me versus my family.
Right.
And it's just like, okay, cool.
I think I agree with Anisha saying, like, they had to touch all of the bases.
Yeah.
And I think that they did a really good job with that. So let's just go down chronologically what exactly happened with this episode. Starting off with Jeff versus Gravedigger. What did you guys think of that interaction?
First of all, the fact that he didn't believe that they were related.
Okay, kinfolk, right? He gave me Tobias vibes with that kinfolk, but then
he definitely gave me Tobias vibes with kinfolk. Like, fool. That was the most sarcastic thing you could have said to him in this moment when he trying to tell you, like, hey, y'all family, let's talk about this. But low-key, Jefferson was getting on my everlasting nerves the whole episode. It's like, I get it. He's with this whole we don't kill type of thing. But no, these fools got to die. Like, he had to, like, do not try to talk Khalil out of killing Odell. Dude gotta go. Don't try to stay back and save your great uncle. Dude got to go. Yeah.
Well, I think it's interesting with Gravedigger. He wanted to talk it out with everybody else, but it's just so funny with Black Lightning. He didn't want to talk it out.
Well, because they had already was fighting. Right. Like, if you come at me with guns a-blazing, it's already about to be, you know, head on. Like, he hit him hard as soon as he seen him in Markovia. Like, before they even came back to the U.S. Like, they already had beef because Black Lightning is literally the longest living meta since Gravedigger. Well, outside of us knowing about Gravedigger, it's always been Black Lightning, and he's always been running Freeland. And so to see, you know, somebody with that much power, and he has always been the talk of the town, so he already knew about him. So for him to come over here, he's like, you know what, I ain't even about to try to talk to you. I already know you here strong. Let's fight.
Also, Gravedigger said he only was interested in talking one time. Do you guys remember that last episode? He said, I'm only going to tell you once.
Yeah.
And after that.
And then he pleaded with Jefferson for mercy. He was like, you know what, just surrender, everything gonna be fine. But then he saw that Jeff had his baby girl, and he's just like, oh no, ain't no fine.
I already know you gonna try to kill me. Let me just burn you from the inside. That sounded so painful, and it looked painful.
He charged that up and reversed it with that power. That electricity reversed all of that.
Speaking of reverse vibes, Miss Jamila Olsen, we spoke about her last episode, and
are you glad she got?
Okay, so look,
because I know you didn't like her.
I seen Clapback News logo. I said, oh, Jamila is back, because you know the screen kept going in and out. So then we see her, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, she back. So she just been here like these past, like since they come back for the spring or from the winter season, we haven't really seen much of her. So for her to finally come back and then she die, I'm like, dang, she had it coming. They supposed to be killed her. And I think she's been on a hideout.
Right. And I think that's symbolic of the oppressive forces silencing the media.
Yeah.
Why did they have to shoot Jamila Olsen?
She was in the way. She was in the middle of the war with no powers. Just filming. You in the way.
Lanisha said she had to go.
But I feel like Odell and them did it. Because remember the ASA, they were trying to find out all the different ways of getting people who were streaming media anyway. Remember, she was undercover working with Henderson and them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Gamby found her a way to get out to the people. So what happened is, instead of her being undercover, she just so happened to expose herself. And now they got to take her out. The ASA was already coming for her neck. They just didn't know who she was.
Right. So... yeah, Jamila is gone. And
rest in peace, baby girl.
Jen is in a box. Jen, we see the next clip.
Because she hard-headed.
Because she's hard-headed. And I expected more of a fight, more fight scenes from Jen, since she seems to be the most powerful meta, I'm guessing, behind Gravedigger. Or maybe she's more stronger than Gravedigger. We haven't seen that. So I think her fighting scenes, maybe because they were with Gravedigger and he's supposed to be this big, great guy. But I feel like her fight seasons this episode were a little lackluster. And that landed her in a box.
Here's the thing. It's like what TC said. You gotta think logically. She doesn't think logically all the time.
She's ready to fight.
She's just ready to fight. And even though she's the strongest, she doesn't use strategy. Yeah, she
doesn't use strategy, right? No, honestly, at this point, your daddy the strongest.
That's what I'm saying.
Because your daddy was able to defeat Gravedigger twice.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, she wasn't.
Like, everybody thinks she's the strongest because she could turn into, like, this nuclear bomb or whatever, and she can also resurrect her daddy. But honestly, truly, like, Black Lightning is Black Lightning. You ain't getting more powerful than that. I've seen his power and his strength and his abilities escalate this season. He went to another level of heights. Like, for somebody else to have the powers to cook him in the inside, microwavable,
and then he
reverses that with his own electricity by taking the power from the landlines and stuff that's up in the sky. No. He's the most powerful.
Yes.
Like, we get you, Jen. You a nuclear bomb and all, but your daddy still got it.
But he also is more strategic. He knows how to use his power, and that's how he, like, got more powerful throughout the season.
Well, you know, we've talked a lot about the evolution of Jen these past few seasons, so I hope in season 4, because I feel like this is, like, her Anissa phase. I don't know if you guys remember in season 2, but Anissa was just always ready to go, and that seems where Jen is in her.
She's ready to go. Ready to go.
She hasn't changed.
She was ready to go this season, too. So, now, you don't forget she shanked Anaya. or was her daddy with the party pulled him up by his neck.
I hope that we'll continue to see their growth.
Don't forget, Black Bird was out here doing crazy stuff this whole season. Okay.
Young Harriet.
She calmed down when we came back.
Young Harriet.
But young baby Harriet. Girl, still on 10.
Right. Speaking of on 10, Miss Jill Scott, I wrote in my notes, give her her Oscar. When she was down after Major shot her and she was on the phone.
Yeah.
Bleeding out.
Yeah. Jill needs to be nominated for that performance.
Yeah, she needs an Emmy.
She, you know,
Emmy her.
Yeah, she showed up for that performance.
She came ready.
Yeah.
She did. Just had enough time to go tell Lala, hey, squad up, get on the block, because Freely about to be gone if you don't.
Which is interesting because they've been head to head. I never saw them solidify a partnership, but now suddenly, mm-hmm. I guess it's when it's in the name of their city.
Yeah. Well, they've been neck and neck at this point. It's like a up and down thing. So mm-hmm. one minute he got the upper hand, the next minute she got the upper hand, and he got the upper mm-hmm. hand. And it's like a back and forth thing. So although they are rivals, they do have some type of agreement where they're sharing things. He gave her the briefcase. She gave him the information he needed to know. So it's like a back and forth type of thing, like an underlying, we work together, but we don't, you know, type of thing. So if I need you, you need me. We scratch each other back, but we still don't mess with each other, that type of thing. So it's one of them.
Yeah, more of the common ground of we all both care about Freeland, maybe in different ways, but we both care about Freeland.
Yeah, that's just like me. In my, I'm a ride for my city. You not, Becca.
Yes. No. Well, you know, I care about you guys. I just want to say thank you all for tuning in with us every Tuesday night. I really appreciate it. I know that this is our season finale, so we won't be here anymore, but I do appreciate it. I know, I'm really sad. I'm like, wait, okay.
That is how sad. I got you.
Yes. So thank you all for tuning in. If you're listening to us on iTunes, be sure to give us 5 stars. If you're watching us on YouTube, give us a thumbs up and leave some comments in the comment section. Though this is our last day, you don't have to depart from us. I know Portia and Lanisha, as well as Drew, who isn't here with us today, are doing amazing things outside of AfterBuzz. So be sure to follow us to keep up with all things TV.
Also, let's get some shout-outs in the chat. We got Dwayne Armstrong, Billie Jean Girl 24, Gracie and Ryan, Vicky E., Jax Kingston, Nicholas Kelly, Jazzy Jones. Who else we got? Terrell Myricks. I believe I pronounced that right. ER's grandpa.
Oh.
Yes, everybody, all of our regulars and then plus some. Like, thank y'all, August. Like, so many of y'all are in the chat. Yes. And we really love and appreciate y'all because don't nobody show up for us like y'all do. And I appreciate it. Sierra Joyner, Ivan Soto, and Nicole. It's just a lot of people. Here we are.
Well, you know, I want to hear from you guys what you guys thought about the Khalil versus Khalil fight. I know Miss Lanisha had plenty to say, but leave some comments in the chat. Let's start with Lanisha. How was your man versus your man?
What? You know, it was hard to root for who I wanted to win. No, I'm kidding. I'm Team Khalil. Khalil got some strength back.
I think he has a 10-pack. I was trying to count.
I wasn't talking fifth, like literally seen. I'm talking about how he actually fights and everything. Because it seemed like Painkiller was stronger than him.
In the beginning, it did.
Yeah. So it was interesting to see him win with Painkiller. And I'm okay, budget. They clearly put a lot into that one because we got a whole new room. I was wondering where that room came from.
That's Painkiller's room. That's where he trained in all his martial arts. So Painkiller used to be popping up at his spot scaring him. So now he popped up at Painkiller's spot like, let me tell you what's up. Mm. And honestly, truly, I believe that Khalil always had that power in him, but something had to activate it. Just like all of Jen's emotions were activated with, all of her powers were activated with emotions, so was his. Like, in order for him to gain that strength, he had to have something to fight for. And mm-hmm. once Painkiller threatened Jen, yet again, he like, oh no, not my baby. And so he had to fight. At this point, the whole season finale, everybody fighting for Jen.
Look, even though
her daddy and her man, okay?
Even though Jen left him high and dry...
Rightfully so.
No. I'm still happy that Khalil still fought for her.
So, you think after him putting his hands on Jen, she should have stayed?
What do you think about Grayson and Anissa? Do you think that? Like,
well,
they
I
should
think
still
that,
stay together?
I think, yes, because literally Gravedigger told her to kill her.
And that's the same as Painkiller. He's a program.
Yes,
from the government.
But he chose. Like, that was a choice. Like, Anissa didn't have a choice.
Wait,
I mean, Grace didn't have a choice.
Who chose what? Painkiller. Khalil did not choose to be Painkiller.
No, he didn't. But he did choose to put his hands on Jen.
No, Painkiller decided that. Khalil fought him and stopped that mess. Okay. I'm fighting for you, Khalil. I got you.
Yeah, she's going to die on that hill.
I mean, so we can't have a discussion about whether or not somebody had a choice to do what they did. However, we can have a discussion about the fact that Khalil's situation was so much more different. For the majority of the time, he was a computer being ran by a government association. Mm-hmm. That's what he was. The orders, the programming, the fighting, everything that he was doing was computerized by a chip in his head. Grace can snap out of that.
You think she can snap out of it?
Yeah, with Lynn's help.
Well, absolutely. With
Lynn's help, because Lynn snapped out of it.
Yeah. Anytime somebody on that green light, she won't.
No, the green light was what made her activate them powers. Mm-hmm. Lynn got it, okay? Lynn,
she supported Lynn. The green light. Yeah.
I'm not supporting the green light. Don't say that. Don't put that Don't put that over here on me. I don't support green light, but I'm saying, though, if all else fails and baby girl get back up and try to kill this again, Lynn will be able to turn that off. It's no reason why Lynn can put that power in herself and make somebody else shock themselves to death and she can't reverse it. She already know what's up. So I just feel like with Grace, it was a command from somebody else, like a power command that can easily be worn off or that can be taken, you know, away from her. Painkiller ain't never going nowhere. This chip in his body forever. Mm-hmm. The moment they take the chip out, baby boy is spaghetti noodles. He in a coma. Okay? Right. So it's like, it's a different situation. So we really can't compare the two. Granted, the situation is like kind of ironic that he said kill her, but it's just like you can't compare that.
Mm-hmm. Team Khalil.
Right. Okay. So we've already touched bases on Grace and Anissa in our 60-second review, but do you have anything else you want to share about that moment?
I just don't want to see, you know, lovers trying to kill each other. Who wants to see that? Who wants to see people who were just about to get married, you know, at each other's neck? You know what I'm saying? And Anissa tried her best not to fight the girl.
She didn't
want to fight her. She kept on, you know, she was even blocking her hits, like just letting her hit her. It took her everything in her power to be able to clap her off of her. But
and what do you think stopped Grace from turning into the leopard?
That's like, what do you I think was like, made
her
not
she started controlling her. Remember last episode, she was picking up tables and stuff, really showing that her powers are changing, that she's getting stronger. And I believe that she's able to not only become the leopard, but she can channel those abilities of the leopard in her natural self as well. So in that instance, only her skin changed and her eyes did, but she's still Grace.
Because I think she even knew once she turns into that leopard, it's a game over.
And I think that's
not really. Jen, Anissa has fought the leopard before. She done fought the leopard, the dragon, and the man.
And I think that we can go back to, or we can fast forward to Lynn being with Anissa and Grace, with Grace in the coma, and she said maybe her personalities had something to do with how this command has affected Grace. So maybe you're right. Maybe she can control it a bit, or maybe the power doesn't work on the leopard. Maybe it only works on Grace. But I think that Lynn touched on that when Grace was in the bed in her coma.
No, it worked on the leopard too, because the leopard was still trying to come to Anissa.
Yeah.
The leopard was still out for the kill. She jumped on her. You already see that? She jumped on her like a leopard, even though she looked like a woman. Like, she was like, arr! Like, I don't know.
How she did it for sure?
Arr! Got her. I just want to shout out to Darrell Nichols, because we didn't shout him out. But however, I do want to say that he said, Kennifer is over, deal with it. And I believe he was speaking to our lovely, beautiful co-host. So,
you know what? They're not over. They're on a break. So it's called a break.
Okay.
You know? I'm just calling it a break until we can figure out the painkiller situation. Because I do believe there is a solution. I do think. I just don't know what it is. But I do think that there's a way to fix it.
Right. So all this is taking place in the ASA sanctum, whatever it is. And we see Odell say, you know what? Burn the whole thing down, including my spot. What did you guys think of Odell giving that command? And what's his name? Not Major, but the other guy going to go kill Dr.
Commander
Jace.
And Major.
Commander. Yeah. Where did he come from? Where has he been?
Okay, this is the first time I've actually seen them two side Black by Mike side. Black
lit that fool up so much he couldn't come out. He was in a coma. Look, everybody in comas, okay?
Right.
Fool was in a coma. That boy got lit up, okay?
He walked in and killed Dr. Jace.
You see, he came back eye flickering a little low, looking like a fork. Let me not. I'm sorry. But you know, he was looking crazy, okay?
Yes, he was. And then
look, hurt.
He shows up to kill Lynn. Lynn manages to talk him down. And apparently Lynn is, well, we should have known then that she was back on the green light because she backhanded him. But I have in my notes, how is that backhand that strong? Like,
But Lynn has been injecting herself with powers to experiment on the powers. Every episode, she has a new power at this point.
Right.
And like, so that straight. One was super backhand. Because when I saw that backhand, I said, I rewinded that part. Because I said, hold on, was that just her hand?
That's what I'm saying.
Going back to his face. And then he ended up with this, like, purple sparks. And now he on the wall. Right. I was like, oh, she injected herself with something.
But that was the same power she used with Tobias.
No.
Yeah, that was the same one. Because you could see the Tobias same effect.
She punched him. Oh, yeah, she had... Not to clean out.
Yeah.
But she had... Yeah, she had major powers with him. And then also she was using that other power to disguise herself. The same one that Gravedigger injected himself with for the ending.
Well, you know, it's nothing like getting backhand by a black woman.
Okay. Ain't nothing like a backhand. She didn't want to do it.
Yes.
You forced her hand.
Yes. So Odell says, you know what? Burn the whole place down. Even with the kids in it. That's how I was like, Odell.
He never cared about them.
No, he never did care. But I'm like, wasn't the point was to control, to have metas as collateral? What do you do without metas? Like, you know, what do you have to say to your boss? What was the whole point of this, Odell, if you burned down the whole place with the very people that you were paid to, you know, monetize?
Well, he thought he lost. Like, literally, everybody was losing.
Like, hands up.
Gravedigger. So he was like, well, blow it all up. I don't want to see the ending. I know how it ends.
Turn this
no, you don't. Blue. We win. And you get shot.
Miss Portia?
Odell gotta die. I am sick and tired of him just being like... The fact... His name irritates me at this point. When I hear the word Odell, I get... like, it's just like skin crawl type. He's irritating. Like, he should have been dead. But, yeah, that whole little thing, I saw it coming. Dude don't have no faith in nothing. If he's like a control, he's like a control freak. If something is out of his control, he automatically on shutdown with it. Like, blow it up. You know, it. Like, he had GM blowing up all the spots that wasn't obeying his commands. So imagine if something is out of his control in his own lair.
Yeah.
He blowing that spot up too. Like, he's just a control freak. And whenever he, you know, don't got that control... Here we are. This is how you end up when he can't control you. Blown up.
So we're still in the pit. You know, we see a husband and wife team up. You know, me and somebody's son, they're looking really cute together, Jeff and Lynn.
Yes.
So they team up. They say, you take this way, I take this way. We see another interaction between Brandon and Jen versus Gravedigger.
They was lit. They was lit. I love it.
It was cute. Gravedigger overpowered him again. And I was just like, meow.
You know, and that's why he told the kids stay in the back.
Right.
So Jefferson and they were so mad. They were so mad when they had to stay in the bike.
Yeah. And so Jefferson saves the day. He fights Gravedigger again. Honestly, I liked that fight a little bit more than I liked
the beginning fight.
And I have no it just seemed more like personal. Like, oh, you're back again. You want someone to take it up to another notch.
They have to do that, though, when they're going towards the end.
Yeah.
I would hope that the fight is better than the beginning. But, I just think that it's interesting how Jefferson, the part that you hate, that Jefferson was still connected with him, and he still had a heart.
Still trying.
Yeah. Like, I think it's just...
Talk about save him, he family. She like, boy, it's you or
him. Gotta go.
Come on,
we
gotta go.
Right.
Do you not know what he did to me?
Lynn saves the day again, shoots him in the back. I'm always the person that's like, shoot him again. Like, if I'm gonna kill you, like, I want to make sure that you are dead. Or, you know, whatever I'm out to do, like, I'm gonna make sure that it happens. So, Lynn shot him one time in the back. I'm like, Lynn, girl, shoot again. What is happening here?
Of times, but I was clapping with Lynn because he really thought he had her, and then she was just like, nah, I took away your powers, I'm the bad one here.
Right. So then
he stretched out their hand, ain't nothing come out.
Right. So then they get the call, you guys have 60 seconds to get out. How did they know that Brandon, Anissa, and Jim were out? when Gabby called on the phone, Gabby called and said, Jeff, Lynn, you guys have 60 seconds to get out, right after they shot Gravedigger in the back.
Remember TC told him?
No, but how did Brandon, Anissa, and Jen know that
everybody
they had
60 been on this walkie-talkie? Oh. Everybody yeah. been hearing okay. all of the calls, everything. mm-hmm. I feel like once he said that to Jeff, his kids were just like, oh, we out. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to tell us twice.
That's
we
how
out.
Lynn heard about Henderson.
And that whole time while Lynn trying to get this fool to leave his dead uncle, the kids was already gone.
Let's not leave him. Where are you going to take him?
Because Anissa picked up Grayson, was up out of there quick.
Right.
Already.
She didn't have to tell
she
her.
She aborted the mission. when Man Down happened, she aborted the mission, okay? Right. Man down, I gotta go.
Yeah, me and my wife.
And then both Brandon and Jen, they woke up like that. We just got our ass beat. We need to go.
It's time to go recharge.
It's time to go recharge. Because our power together couldn't take food. So we need to go figure this out.
Yes.
What's happening?
And so I think one of our biggest climactic moments, in my personal opinion, is Major ambushing the tailor shop. And Gambi.
Because why did she die? Lady Eve shot her. I was so mad that I saw her standing tall and free. No, be limping.
Right. Be injured.
Don't come back.
Yes. So
walk up in Gambi's spot. Who do you think you are?
And I was getting scary movie vibes because we haven't seen them really use that feature of like, I'm talking to you, but you can't see me. It's been a lot of face-to-face combat. Yeah. So I really liked seeing her, like, confused. We got some shots in the mirror. I think the cinematography in this show is really good. So we see Major looking in the mirror, looking to see where Gambi is hiding, and she doesn't see him. Yes. Gambi, boom, blows up the spot.
I knew that was going to happen. I just didn't know how. And I actually like that scene, seeing him actually shoot her through the mirror.
Right.
I like seeing that.
My thing is, ain't nobody about to think about Gambi. This man just killed a whole army with one other person. Somebody that he just used as a soldier for 2 seconds.
A nerd at that.
Like, armed him up, got his armor on, gave him a gun.
And he got
like,
shot.
All I need you to do, all I need you to do is shoot twice. Dude shot twice, and then he went down. And it was just
one
like,
job.
You had one job.
But Gambi took all
of them out by himself. Right. Low key.
And he prepared him, though, with the bullet vest.
Well,
he had to.
That's what I'm saying, but I'm saying Gambi, he was prepared. He knew. Yes. He knew what he was up against.
Baby boy was going to be out.
Yes. So I was watching this episode like, dang, Gambi's spot is blown up. But then I was thinking, this is Gambi. Like, he has 7 other layers around the city.
Okay, 7 like, other layers.
We just
layers.
Don't know about yeah. them. That's how good he is.
Right.
The man had a layer in his car. Okay? That's how he escaped.
Wow, that's so true.
Right.
Okay.
But now that Odell knows that Gambi's not dead, I guess we can save that for predictions, but I think
they knew each other wasn't dead the whole time.
Right.
Remember, he was about to torture him to get the information out of him, but they used his voice instead.
Yeah.
To shut down the city, to shut down the ASA's operation. So they already seen each other face to face.
You make good points.
He just kept them around for the Markovians.
Now that we're on the topic of our favorite person, Odell, Khalil shoots him in the spleen.
I was happy with that.
Yeah. And Nicholas Kelly literally just said, Jefferson needs to realize that not everyone is going to follow his methods and do what he deems right. Because he seems to forget all of that has happened to Khalil and Odell made him kill his mama.
Jefferson, you know.
That's when he was getting on my nerves. I just wanted to punch Jefferson. Like, leave this boy alone. No, take that fool out. I was rooting for Khalil. Shoot him. Shot his driver. Shoot him.
So because Odell has caused so much pain to Jefferson. Like, you know, just he has held your family prisoner. He's turned your daughter. He's made your daughter make her first kill. At this point, you know, you just have to let Odell go. He's not a meta. He's caused too much havoc in your life. The ASA has caused too much havoc in your life. Like this, you know, you need to just turn a blind eye. Like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I didn't see it, God. I'm so sorry.
Because was you out there? Go be with your wife. Didn't you just fly her up out a place that just blew up? Don't you think she got a little traumatized by that? Go handle her.
Right.
But go be with her.
I think that's why I like how Khalil kind of ignored him, even though he's like, don't shoot him in the head. Okay. I'm still shoot him in the spine, ironically, because you rebuilt this whole thing with my spine taken out.
Right. So Khalil shoots Odell in the spleen, and I think Khalil saying, you know what, it's God's will if he dies. Like, you know, we don't really need our spleens anyway, so it's ruptured. You know, maybe he's going to lose a little blood, but he should be fine. But if he dies...
That's God's will.
That's God's will.
Praise the Father. Mm.
And I think that was a good way to, you know, find a middle ground with Jefferson, because in the next shot, we see him kind of looking confused. Like, okay, you didn't kill him, but... You shot him. If it's God's will, he's going to die.
Like, and then the government let him know that they got him detained. So it's like, you know, dude ain't dead. No. Which is irritating.
Because nobody dies here.
Someone's going to get a hold of Odell. He has so many enemies now. I know you're going to go into it, but yeah.
Yes.
I know I was just thinking like Gravedigger was going to do something.
Yes.
Like, that's what I thought.
Right. So... We end the episode off with the Pierce family having this conference. They give the briefcase. They're dressed in their mask. I don't know what's going to happen with that briefcase. She says that they're going to... It's open now, so I guess it's back in the government hands, which I feel like is stupid. A little scary.
You just went all the way back around the circle.
Right.
Literally. Like, they should have let Gambi keep the briefcase.
Right. So, I want to know...
I'm pretty sure he took the information out.
Yes. Or TC memorized it. It's encoded in his left hand. Something. It's the information is somewhere.
Yeah.
So I want to know what you guys thought of when the camera first cut to that white guy with the glasses. Before we knew that. Okay. So yeah, in the conference, they cut the camera to the white guy with the glasses. Why do you think that they cut to that person? Like, what was going through your mind?
No, I knew he was somebody. I just didn't know who he was.
Okay, Portia, what did you think?
I thought he was going to follow them and try something. Because it was like, everybody, y'all sit down and let them go out. And then they cut to him. I was like, oh, he about to get up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because you're not about to show this man for no reason. Right. Dude is about to get up and go follow them. He about to ask some questions, or he about to do something stupid. Mm-hmm. And they going to have to light his butt up.
Yeah, I think in most superhero movies or shows, there's always one person who was like a little bit of jealous of the person who couldn't get it done, or secretly hated the person who took him out. So I'm thinking that this is just some, like, he looked like a scientist low-key. I'm thinking this is some jealous guy who might have been, I was taught by Dr. Jason, I wasn't able to get it done, so I'm going to be the person to get it done. Like, I was not expecting him to be Gravedigger. And we find out that as soon as he walks out the back, he morphs, and then he looks out into the sky as Gravedigger. What'd you guys think once you found out it was Gravedigger?
Is it bad that I'm actually happy he's
alive?
Yeah, he's a good villain. I want to see more of Gravedigger.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the voice.
It was interesting. I am on the fence with his supposed death, because I didn't really know how to feel about that from our previous conversation that we had last week about it, you know, from his viewpoints and where he stands. And, you know, I just believe that he is going to take a back seat now that he sees that the government knows all that has been done to him, because all of his information is in that briefcase. And he walked out with a smile. Like, he didn't walk out like, dang, I still gotta come kill them. He walked out knowing, like, all right, the government know they effed up, so they know when I come back, y'all know why. Right. Because y'all still effing up.
Right.
You know?
I will say about this show with Jill Scott and Wayne Brady, I'm glad that they weren't just sprinkled, you know, on the season. And, you know, because sometimes they bring these big names on for ratings or whatever, but they are real characters who are really committed to their character.
Yeah.
Like, I agree. I can't say that I'm proud that we're going to see Gravedigger again, but I am happy the way that Wayne Brady embodied Gravedigger, as well as Jill Scott with Lady Eve.
Yeah.
So, in my notes, I wrote down all bets are still on, because it looks like, even in comparison to season one, literally we're right back here. And I feel like
right back at the beginning, especially with Tobias watching the news, and basically he's in Markovia right now.
Yeah, Tobias.
He's in Markovia at this man's house, done killed the man, suffocated him, and making his mama cook him food, killed his daddy. And it's just like he's watching the news, watching all of this play out, and how they're saying that everything is, you know, basically squashed. We are good. But the nurse, before he killed him, already done told him where they are holding the metas in Markovia. So obviously he about to range them up and still create his little meta army and be selling them, because that was been his goal from the kick-go.
Right.
So, and find his way back to Freeland somehow, some way, because he did say he tried to go back home.
Right. So, and you know, this show parallels a lot with real reality here on planet Earth. And I think that the briefcase being back in government hands, we're going to have another government entity trying to use metas.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, Tobias Bryce is still going to go after Black Lightning now that he knows who he is. I must say that I love Lala's new wardrobe, whatever this poppy he's giving with the necklace and the button down.
I love it. He looks
right?
good.
I know the beard going on.
He looks good.
Yes, I love
with that one man right there in the middle of his chest. Right. Like, oh, you kill him first. Baby.
Right. You need to know. And you need to know, right? So, yeah, I think all bets are still on. And I think going forward in season four, we're going to be seeing a lot more of just them having to cover so many different stories. And we don't know if Lady Eve died. You know, the man who brought her back is dead, but we don't know.
I hope she's alive. If Major gets to live, I think Lady Eve should live. I think that's fair.
Right. So now all bets are really on Lady Eve. Tobias is going to know Lady Eve is alive. Lala's going after Tobias.
There's so many layers to this death and resurrection thing, because it seems like everybody comes back with programs and different things that keep them coming back, and they all turn into like metas and different stuff. And like, even with Odell trying to use that phrase, like one of the phrases that Tobias and Lady Eve used on Lala before, he was just like, no, that worked on Painkiller, it don't work on Khalil. So I feel like if somebody does bring her back, they're going to bring her back with restrictions and probably program her into something, because that's what they seem to be doing. Like, they're giving people powers, but now they got like a limit, and whoever created it from the top of the food chain know that I'm going to call this, you know, command, and you're going to do what I say to.
Right.
Yeah.
So really quickly, we're running low on time, but what are you guys' LMBL moments for this episode?
Well, guys, if you are listening for the first time, OMBL is where we take a minute to express our moments on the show that made us say, oh, my Black Lightning. And on tonight, first and foremost, this OMBL is not really OMBL. It was just my favorite moment. Seeing Lala blow up the spot. Like, when he came with his army, because, you know, Henderson, like, y'all, we gotta fight. And, you know, he's shooting and everything, and his team going down, two bits went out. So I'm just like, hey, what they gonna do? Like, the hitter is down, man down.
Right.
And then we see Lala coming. He just, you know, take it out with his crew. I said, oh, my BL, you go, Lala. But that was mine. Yeah.
I think I gotta say TC with the guns. I wasn't expecting him. I wasn't expecting it, like, to see him with the guns and shooting them, like, so that was like that. That was OMBL.
I'm going to say my OMBL moment was Dr. Jace getting killed. Like, it just seemed like
I was so ready for that.
I just feel like they have been dragging, you know, her from moment to moment throughout this season, only for this character who we haven't seen the past 5 episodes to come in. Pop, pop.
Yeah, because now we know.
Take her out. I was ready for her to die.
It's good because now we know that she had a secret for Brandon that we're now curious. Dang, without one resource.
Good point. Before we go, Portia, do you mind giving us a last shout out to our amazing fans in the chat?
Yes, because everybody has been saying so many amazing things. Shout out to y'all, Blue87 Jones. Darrell, it's a whole bunch of new people that came in. However, they're OMBLs. One of them said, rest in peace. That was the OMBL for Chief Henderson. Khalil paralyzing Odell.
That was a good one.
Everybody kind of really saying the same thing about Henderson's death, which, you know, he kind of, you know, did that to us. He kind of already, you know, prepared us for it.
But I think
I don't see anybody talking about Anissa and Grace, though, because that was a real OMBL for me, too.
Same.
With homeboy saying kill her. So, yeah. But yes, chat, first of all, we appreciate you guys so much. Thank you, because y'all make this show what it is. Like, if it wasn't for y'all, I don't know what we would be as a show. Y'all keep it going. Y'all make sure y'all here every week. So when we come back for season 4, because we will be coming back for season 4, I just want y'all to know we gonna still need y'all to come back with us. Okay?
Yes.
Reel it on in.
And just piggybacking on what Portia said, I really appreciate you all tuning in with us every Tuesday. We interact on Twitter, everything. So I'm appreciative of you all. But, you know, we're not gonna be gone for too long. Later on this year, we'll be back for season 4. So, yeah. Although Drew is not here, she sends her love and kisses to you all.
Yes.
Ladies, where can they find you?
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled LANISHA 914.
Shout out to our baby Drew. You can find her at OKDrewJ on all of the things. And I am Portia Carter signing off for this season finale. You can find me on all things at Portia Carter.
And I am your tentative moderator, Zuri Shalice. You can find me at that name on all social media sites. See you guys later in the year.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.